Would you turn with me to the Gospel of John?
请我们大家打开约翰福音。
And chapter 14.
第十四章。
And we will read from verse 16.
我们要从十六节念起。
And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, for it beholdeth him not, neither knoweth him. Ye know him, for he abideth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you desolate.I come unto you.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位宝贵师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。我不撇下你们为孤儿，我必到你们这里来。
And then from verse 25 in the same chapter,
我们再看跳到二十五节。
These things have I spoken unto you while yet abiding with you. But the Comforter, even the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said unto you. Peace.I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be fearful.
我还与你们同在的时候，已将这些话对你们说了。但保惠师，就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
And then in the same gospel, chapter 16, from verse 7,
我们跳到第十六章第七节开始。
Nevertheless, I tell you the truth.It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I go, I will send him unto you. And he, when he is come, will convict the world in respect of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment.Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to the Father, and ye behold me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world has been judged.
然而我将真情告诉你们，我去是与你们有益的。我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来。我若去，就差他来。他既来了，就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。为罪是因他们不信我；为义是因我往父那里去，你们就不再见我；为审判是因为这世界的王受了审判。
I have yet many things to say unto you.But ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he shall guide you into all the truth. For he shall not speak from himself, but what things soever he shall hear, these shall he speak. And he shall declare unto you the things that are to come. He shall glorify me.For he shall take of mine, and shall declare it unto you. All things whatsoever the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he taketh of mine, and shall declare it unto you.
我还有好些事要告诉你们，但你们现在担当不了。只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。他要荣耀我，因为他要将我授予我的告诉你们。
Shall we have a further word of prayer?
让我们再一同有点祷告。
Beloved Lord, we really need you.
亲爱的主啊，我们何等需要你。
We are moving into times of great turmoil and disorder.
因为我们今天来到一个非常混乱的世界。
And we need you in a very real way.
今天我们需要你是何等的真实。
We thank you for gathering us together.
我们感谢你这一次召聚我们。
And as we come to the ministry of your word, we acknowledge before you, Lord, that without that anointing of yours, nothing of real and eternal value will be done.
当我们摸着你宝贵的话语的时候，我们要向你承认，若不是圣灵恩膏，我们所说的。
But you have, Lord, at great cost, provided us with such an anointing.
你已经为我们付了最高的代价，来赐给我们圣膏油。
And into that anointing, grace and power, we stand by faith.
我们今天靠着信，我们站在这个膏油的能力与恩典中。
For the speaking of your word, the translating of your word, and the hearing of your word.
来帮助我们说话的、翻译的与所有听话的众弟兄姊妹。
Dear Spirit of God,
亲爱的圣灵啊，
Will you yourself bear witness this evening?
愿你今天晚上与我们同在。
We are neither I nor Jonathan are worthy to speak of your person.
不管说话的、翻译的，我们都没有这个提到圣灵。
Come yourself and do your own work in our midst.
我们求你亲自来到我们中间，做你自己的工作。
And we shall be careful to give our Lord Jesus all the glory.
我们就要小心地把所有的荣耀归在主的里头。
We ask it in His name.
我们乃是奉耶稣宝贵的名祷告。
阿门。The theme, as you I think all know, of this conference is knowing the Spirit, the Holy Spirit.
这次我们大会的主题是认识圣灵。
And my estimation, because of the time in which we live, there is no subject.Of greater significance or more essential to the people of God than this matter.
我想在今天我们所面临这样一个混乱危险的时代，没有一个题目像这个题目对我们现在有最重要的意义。
The world is at crossroads.
因为整个的世界今天来到一个十字路口。
The so-called Christian nations are throwing away the word of God.
在这个世界上，许多称为基督教的国家已经把神的话抛弃了。
And this can only bring judgment.
这个只能带下神的审判。
We are moving into the days of enormous turmoil.
今天我们实在在一个混乱的世界里
，like a sea that is whipped up by a typhoon，
好像一个大海被台风吹过。
Out of this will come the Antichrist，
在这个风浪之后要产生的就是敌基督。
But far more wonderful，
但是更奇妙的
，so will the Lord come，
就是要引进耶稣基督的再来。
And we need to know the Holy Spirit.
我们需要认识圣灵。
The Holy Spirit is the agent of all things.
圣灵是所有事物的那一个媒介。
Everything of God, He is the supervisor.
所有有关于神的事情，他是那一个监护人。
He is the one. I don't want to be irreverent. Managing director.
我不是要不恭敬，我乃是要指出来，圣灵是那一个总经理。
He takes the will, the counsel, the purpose of the Father for Son and watches over its fulfillment.
圣灵今天乃是执行父对他的儿子所有一切定规的旨意，他来执行，让他完成。
Therein lies the and vital necessity of knowing the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要认识圣灵是今天非常非常重要的一件事情。
My part in this conference is to speak about the person of the Holy Spirit.
那我所担负的责任乃是讲到圣灵的本身的位格。
But as I said to my dear brother Stephen yesterday or the day before, I don't know how you talk about the person of the Holy Spirit and don't talk also somehow about the work of the Holy Spirit and the manifestation of the Holy Spirit.
前两天我跟江弟兄谈，我们要讲圣灵这个题目，我们没有办法不在这三位讲题的里头互相。
However, my part is the knowing the person of the Holy Spirit.
不管怎么样，我这一次要讲的这个部分是认识圣灵的位格。
Ignorance of the Holy Spirit, ignorance of His person, the negligence of His person.Has always led to backsliding, to fruitlessness, barrenness.
因为我们对圣灵的无知，我们完全没有这样的一个兴趣去注意认识它，造成我们属灵上的退后，我们不能结果子。
Lifelessness.
我们没有生命。
Believing tremendous things and contradicting them in practice.
我们一面相信于许多大的真理，可是在实际生活里面，我们的行动与它相反。
And apostasy.
然后你看到有背道的事情。
It is a terrible and destructive thing.Or somehow or other neglect the person of the Holy Spirit.
因着我们忽视圣灵，对圣灵一无所知，造成在我们的生命中极大的破坏。
The Holy Spirit is often treated as an it. Can you put that in Chinese?
我们把圣灵当作一个东西。
He's treated as if he is a mere instrument,
或者一个工具而已
a mere means,
它是一个方法吧
a mere vehicle,
或者只是一个手段
a kind of a impersonal channel for God, for the Father and the Son.
我们觉得圣灵不过是一个管道，是不是一个位格？对圣父圣子来讲
，He is treated as if he has no feeling。
好像他没有感觉
，and no personality，
没有他的个性。
He is often treated as if he is a commodity。
我们对待他好像就对待一些货物一样
，a thing to be experienced。
是一个东西，我们去经历经历
，a power，
或者指的他是一个能力
a kind of way to be able to overcome。
是一个能够得胜的一个方法。
He is rarely treated by Christians as a person.
很少基督徒对待圣灵认识他是有位格，是一个是一位。
In John's Gospel, chapter 16,
在约翰十六章
and verse 13,
在十三节里头
there is this verse in the King James version,
在钦定本这个翻译本里头
has been used to justify the ignoring, even the devaluation.Of the person and work of the Holy Spirit.
有人用这一节圣经就把圣灵的重要性，它的位格好像降低了。
In the King James, it is translated, "He shall not speak of himself."
钦定本的翻译，这里这句话，他说，他不是讲到他自己。
In the Greek, it is very simply, he shall not speak from himself.
但是原文的意思乃是说到，他不是从自己来说什么。
The American Standard Version of 1901 correctly translates it, so does Darby.
但是英文版里头的美国版或者是达比版翻译的比较准确。
The New American Standard Bible puts it like this: He shall not speak on his own initiative.
那么美国标准版的翻译是他不是自己主动说什么。
And the New King James Version puts it: He shall not speak on his own, and then in brackets, authority.
那么钦定本的翻译呢就是说他不凭自己说，那么括弧里面凭自己的权柄说什么。
In other words, the real meaning of this is not that the Holy Spirit never speaks of himself.
他真正的意思并不是说圣灵不用自己来说什么。
But that he will not speakas it were out of himself.
他的真正的意思就是说他不是从仅仅从他自己来说什么。
He doesn't speak as it were as the New American Standard Bible puts it on his own initiative.
那么美国的标准版的翻译的话他就是说到他不主动来说什么。
If I tell you I will not speak of myself, it means I will not say anything about myself.
如果我说到我不说到我自己，有关自己。
But this whole book is the work of the Holy Spirit.
但是你要知道，整本的圣经是圣灵的工作。
At least 200 times it says.The Holy Spirit says, the Holy Spirit signified, the Holy Spirit this, the Holy Spirit that.
整本的圣经里最少能够找到200次圣灵如此说。
It is the work of the Holy Spirit to disclose the Lord Jesus to us.
今天耶稣基督能够向我们启示，这是圣灵自己的工作。
It is his work to fix our gaze not on himself, but on the Lord Jesus.
圣灵的工作，它的焦点是让我们注目在圣灵本身。
It is His work that the Father and the Son may come to dwell in us in reality.
是圣灵主把父与子都能够住在我们的里面。
Therefore, He is always turning our gaze upon the Father and the Son.
所以圣灵工作的目标乃是把我们的注目注视在父与子的身上。
But if we devalue the Holy Spirit,
但是如果我们把圣灵
if we ignore the Holy Spirit,
忽略他或者贬低他
we do so at our own great
那我们是伤害了我们自己。
Probably the most successful tacticor strategy while of Satan to paralyze the believer and the church
今天撒旦在我们整个教会中所做的一个工作
is to have used this translation in the English speaking world to get people not to understand the essential person of the Holy Spirit.
所以撒旦用刚刚我讲的这些不准确的英文翻译把整个英文世界的弟兄姊妹对圣灵采取一个轻视的态度。
Consider for a moment the history of the church.
好好的想一想教会的历史。
Every move of the Holy Spirit has been within a couple of generations frustrated.
你能够看见每一次圣灵在做工的时候，超不过一代到两代，你就快发现神的工作被拦阻了。
What has happened?
到底发生什么事？
It has been the ignoring.Or the devaluing, or the quenching of the Holy Spirit.
都不外乎弟兄姊妹们忽视了圣灵，或者不认识圣灵，或者叫圣灵担忧。
If the work of the Lord Jesus is to reveal the enthroned and glorified Messiah.
如果我们能够透过圣灵来真正认识这一位被高举荣耀的基督。
Once.He is shelved, as it were. He is ignored. Once he is devalued, we no longer see the enthroned Christ.
任何的时候，当我们忽视圣灵的工作，或者把它贬低了以后，我们就开始并不认识坐宝座的基督。
Then, as believers, we live defeated lives.
难怪从那一天开始我们基督徒就过一个失败的生活。
Then as the church of God we have defeat after defeat after defeat.
你同时也看到教会的里面就是一直在失败的里头。
We watch the deterioration of spiritual authority and spiritual life and are unable to do anything about it.
你就开始发现教会里头这一个属灵的生活属灵的能力一直每下愈况我们也没办法做任何的事
we see that the church is in a straitjacket
我们就发现教会的生活就变成一个紧身的衣服
tremendous belief and faith in God
我们是有对神有一个信心
believes the book
我们也相信圣经
And is absolutely imprisoned.
可是我们好像在监牢里面被
in bondage,
在捆绑之中
lost its freedom of action.
我们没有能力来行动
unable to exercise authority.
我们没有权柄
unable to use the keys of the kingdom.
我们没有办法运用这个国度的钥匙
unable to overcome.
我们没有办法得胜。
No subject is more important than this subject of knowing the Holy Spirit.
今天没有一个题目比认识圣灵更紧迫更重要。
The Holy Spirit is a person.
圣灵是有位格的。
That's why you can know him.
这也就是我们可以认识他。
Just as you know the Father and you know the Son, you can know the Holy Spirit.
我们可以认识父神，我们也可以认识子神。同样的道理，我们应该认识。圣灵神
He can be grieved.
我们可以叫圣灵担忧。
You cannot grieve an agency, an instrument, an impersonal commodity.
你不能叫一个东西担忧，你不能叫一个组织机构担忧。
You can only grieve a person.
你只能叫一个有位格的这一位来担忧。
This is in Ephesians 4, verse 30.
以弗所书四章三十节。
And grieve not the Holy Spirit.
不要叫圣灵担忧。
In whom you are sealed to the day of redemption.
因为他是我们得赎的那个凭据。
Or again, there is a word in Isaiah and chapter 63 in verse 10. In your modern versions, it is translated, and I was, my spirit was grieved with them.
在以赛亚书六十三章第十节，他说，使主的圣灵担忧。
In this instance, I think the King James version is better.
在这一节圣经钦定本的翻译非常好。
It says, "My spirit was vexed with them."
我的圣灵担忧。
Vexed, angered.
我的圣灵发怒。
Almost we could say irritated.
或者说我圣灵被激动了。
You can't irritate a thing.
你不能叫一个东西激动。
You can't anger. An agency or an instrument.
你不能叫一个机构一个组织来发怒。
You can only anger a person.
你只能叫一个有位格的来生气。
And then again, take Acts chapter 5.
我们同样在使徒行传第五章。
And verse 3 and 4.
第三、第四节。
And when Peter said, "Why did you lie to the Holy Spirit?"
彼得在那里说，你为什么欺哄圣灵？
You can't only lie to a person.
你只能对一位来说来欺骗他。
You cannot lie to an instrument.
你不能对一个器具来欺骗。
Then consider again something else. In John's Gospel,
我们再看一个约翰福音
chapter 14,
十四章
verse 16,
十六节
And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter.
我要求父，父就另外赐给您一位保惠师
that he may be with you forever.
叫他永远与你们同在。
Has the Holy Spirit ever revealed to you this amazing statement?
圣灵有没有把这个稀奇的一段圣经来向你启示呢？
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
你看到这里有圣父、圣子、圣灵。
I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter.
我要求父，父就赐给你们另一位保惠师。
So the Lord Jesus is already the comforter.
从这句话你看见耶稣自己是一位
保惠师。And that is another comforter.
现在是另一位保惠师。
That he may be with you forever.
他要与你们永远同在。
The Lord Jesus is at the right hand of God.
因为主耶稣在父的右边。
As God, he is everywhere.
当然以神格来讲他无所不在。
But he is actually at the right hand of God.
但在地位上来讲他在父的宝座右边。
And he will return from that place.
那么有一天他回来的时候就从宝座回来。
He even has marks in hands and feet and side.
那么有他的钉痕。
It is this other comforter.
现在我们看到另一位保惠师。
He is with us forever.
他乃是永远与我们同在。
The word in Greek is parakletos.
希腊文是 parakletos.
One alongside.
他站在我们这一边。
Advocate.
他为我们辩护。
Helper.
他帮助我们。
Intercessor.
他为我们祷告。
It is translated all these ways.
都是这样的意思。
I will pray the Father.
我要向父祈求。
That he send you another advocate.
他父要 打发另一位保惠师。
You have an advocate at the Father's right hand.
我们在父的宝座右边有一位辩护者。
It is the Lord Jesus.
是主耶稣。
But you have an advocate with you.
但是同时又有一位辩护者与我们同在。
The Holy Spirit.
这是指着圣灵说的。
You have a helper at the right hand of God.
在父宝座右边我们有一位帮助者
An intercessor
也是一个代祷者
But you also have a helper
但同时我们
With you
有一位帮助者与我们同在
An intercessor
一个代祷者
He intercedes for the saints
他为我们祷告
Within your spirit
在我们的灵里面
Oh, I don't know whether I'm making any headway
我不知道我这样讲有没有冲击你们
But I find this tremendous When the Lord Jesus said Go ye into all the world And make disciples of all nations
当主耶稣说了这句命令去叫万民做我的门徒
And lo I am with you always
我就与你们同在
Even to the end of the age
直到世纪的末了
How is he with us?
他如何与我们同在呢
Always
怎么样常常与我们同在呢
By the Holy Spirit
乃是借着圣灵
All authority and power is given me in heaven and on earth
天上地上一切的权柄都赐给我了
All authority
所有的能力
All power
所有的能力
in the hands of the Lord Jesus
在耶稣基督的手中
at the right hand of God
他在父的宝座右边
how is it made real to us
但是怎么样让他被我们经历
in the person of the Holy Spirit
乃是透过圣灵这一位神
if we do not know the person of the Holy Spirit
因此我们若不认识这一位
we have no authority
我们就没有权柄
no power
我们也没有能力
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
I say it again.
让我再说
I can think of no matter more important than this matter of knowing the person of the Holy Spirit.
在今天一个题目比认识圣灵更重要。
When a human being knows the person of the Holy Spirit, that human being, redeemed by the finished work of our Lord Jesus, becomes a lover of the Lord Jesus.
当一个人蒙拯救，他认识圣灵。他能够成为一个耶稣的爱人，借着圣灵。
That child of God becomes centered in the person of the Lord Jesus.
这一个神的孩子就能够以耶稣基督做他生命的中心。
They follow him.
他就能够跟随基督。
Think of some of the terms that are used about the Holy Spirit.
让我们再看看有没有其他的词汇讲到这一位圣灵。
He is referred to as a leader.
圣灵也被称为领袖。
A commodity can't lead you.
啊。如果只是一个东西他没办法带领你
He's a person
但是他是一位
You think of it in Romans 8 and verse 14 As many as are led by the Spirit of God These are the sons of God
罗马八章十四节说凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子
He leads
他带领
Think again
好好想一想
John 16 and verse 13
如果我们看约翰十六章十三节
When he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he shall guide you into all truth.
真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们进入一切的真理。
The Holy Spirit is referred to not only as a leader, but as a teacher.
他不但被称为带领者，他也被称为老师。
He shall teach you all things.
他要教导你们一切的真理。
And the Apostle John wrote in one of his letters,You have an anointing from God that teaches you all things.
在约翰一书里面，使徒保罗说，他要在圣灵要在凡事上教导你们。
That is 1 John chapter 2 and verse 26 and 27. These things have I written unto you concerning them that would lead you astray. And as for you, the anointing which you received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that anyone teach you, but as his anointing teacheth you concerning all things, and is true, and is no lie, and even as it taught you, ye abide in him.
约翰一书第二章二十六二十七两节，我将这些话写给你们，是指着那引诱你们的人说的。你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，只有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按着这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
This does not mean that we do not need teachers in the house of God.
这节圣经并不是说在神的家里面不需要教师。
That we don't need teaching.
并不需要教导。
What it means is this.
这节的圣经的意思是
You don't need someone to tell you this is wrong and that is right.
你不需要一个人告诉你这是对的，那是错的。
This is a cult and this is of God.
这个是异端，这是神真理。
Because you have an anointing inside of you.
因为我们里面有圣灵。
The Spirit of God.
是神的灵。
He witnesses.
他会印证。
How often the youngest believer has this witness?
一个年轻的信徒里头有圣灵。
There's something funny about that.
很有意思的。
Something not right.
你会觉得那个人讲的不对。
But we who are older believers,
但是我们这些年长的基督徒呢
？We start to use our head and we say, no, I'm temperamentally different to this brother. And we argue backwards and forwards and.The tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We put everything on this side, it goes down, this goes up. Then we put more on this side, it comes up. And so it goes up and down, and up and down, and up and down.
我们年长的弟兄姊妹呢，常常多依靠自己的思想。所以当用我们自己的思想来判断的时候，有的时候觉得这边有道理，有的时候觉得那边也有道理，所以我们就上上下下忐忑不安。
But some young believer who doesn't know anything,
但是一个刚刚得救的基督徒
only has found the Lord,
他刚刚认识主。
I've had many come to me and say, Brother, is there something wrong with that person?
有些刚刚得救的基督徒会跑来找我，问我说：“哎，刚刚那个人是不是有一些不对啊？”
They've witnessed something in their spirit.
因为在他的灵里面有这个见证。
But I'm trying to speak, or seeking to speak about the person of the Holy Spirit.
我要讲到的重点就是，圣灵是一位。
He's a leader.
他是引导我们的。
He is a teacher.
他是教导我们的。
What a tremendous thing it is when you young people really get to know your Bible.
我们中间的青年人，你如果真的认识圣经，是何等宝贵的事。
People will all the time read books on the Bible.
我们去读许多的属灵书
instead of reading the Bible.
但是我们没有读圣经。
You read the Bible, the Holy Spirit is able to reveal things to you.
但如果我们好好读圣经的话，圣灵会把这个真理启示给我们。
Then you can go back to the books.
然后我们再去读属灵书。
That's how I always understand it, anyway.
这是我读经的方法。
Otherwise, everything is second-hand.
否则的话，你所得到的东西都是二手的。
The Holy Spirit is a wonderful teacher.
因为圣灵是最好的老师。
The Holy Spirit is a commander.
圣灵也是那个元帅。
An agency, an instrument can't be a commander.
一个东西不能够成为一个发命令的人。
You take Acts chapter 13.
你看在使徒行传十三章。
Verse 2.
第二节
and as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them.
他们侍奉主进食的时候，圣灵说，要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做我召他们所做的工。
Actually, it is the head of the church.
所以你看到他是教会的头
The Lord Jesus
是耶稣基督
He's the one who gives apostles
他来
prophets,
他设立长老与先知
Shepherds and teachers
有牧羊牧人有传福音的
But here it is said
但在这里呢
The Holy Spirit said
圣灵说
Separate me Barnabas and Saul
把这个保罗和巴拿巴分别出来
To the work to which I have called
去做我所召他们所做的工。
Look at verse 4.
第四节。
So they being sent forth by the Holy Spirit.
他们既被圣灵差遣。
You see, the Holy Spirit's a commander.
所以你看到圣灵在这里是那个领袖。
He is the managing director.
他是总经理。
He's in charge of the work.
他在那里掌管整个的工作。
Again, look again.
再来看。
The Holy Spirit is a communicator.
圣灵是那一个说明者。
This is a person.
因为他是一位。
Listen to the Lord Jesus.
你听主耶稣说。
He says to John.
耶稣对约翰说。
Write down what you hear.
记下你所听见的
and send it to the churches.
然后把它送给教会
Seven churches.
七间教会
It is the Lord Jesus who's speaking.
是耶稣说这句话
John said, I turned to see, and there it was the Lord Jesus.
我就回头看谁与我说话，他看见是主
And then the Lord Jesus says, He that has an ear, let him hear.What the Spirit says to the churches.
然后你就听见主耶稣自己说，凡有耳可听的，都应当听圣灵向众教会所说的话。
Communicator.
所以你就看见圣灵是那一个说话说明的那一位。
What a beautiful word it is, best translated in the New American Standard Bible by the English word.Disclose. In my version, it's declare.
那么在美国版本的这个翻译的时候，这里用的字是打开、起名。
Disclose.
把它全部解开。
He shall guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak from himself.But what things soever he shall hear, these shall he speak, and he shall disclose unto you the things that are to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall take of mine and shall disclose it unto you.
在约翰福音十六章这个十三节里面，他说，主耶稣说，把他就是圣灵所听见的。都说出来，并要将来的事都告诉你们。
It is a wonderful thing when the Holy Spirit takes of the things of the Lord Jesus and discloses them to us.
所以你看，这是何等奇妙的一项工作！圣灵把他从主耶稣所接受的，把它发表出来，解开来。
He reveals it.
把它启示出来
He illuminates us
光照出来
Somehow or other What is in the Lord Jesus Becomes ours
因着这样的工作在主耶稣里面的就透过圣灵就变成我们的
communicator.
他是那一个说明者。
Intercessor.
他也是那一个代求者。
In Romans chapter 8.
你如果看罗马书第八章。
Verse 26, and in like manner, the Spirit also helps our infirmity, for we know not how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit himself maketh intercession with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God.
罗马八章二十六节二十七节这样说，我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告，鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替众圣徒祈求。
Oh, this amazing person of the Holy Spirit.
哦，这是何等的稀奇，这一位圣灵神。
He intercedes in the believer.
他在我们里面为我们代求。
It is such a work that he does that we cannot somehow put it into words.
这个代求是这样重大的工作，好像无法用人的语言来表达。
It is a travail.
这是一个惨难的痛苦。
That is, it is conceived by the Holy Spirit.
这个是经过圣灵感孕的。
And the Greek word is the agony or pain of childbirth.
原文这个字的意思就是一个惨难的痛苦。
Something trapped inside.
这是在里头的。
Cannot get out.
他好像出不来
until the right moment,
一直要等到那一个时候满足。
But the believer knows something is inside.
圣徒里面自己知道。
Conceived the Holy Spirit.
这是从圣灵来的。
And when we use words in prayer,
当我们去祷告的时候，
we feel relief.
就这个感觉就开始发表。
But only for a very short time.
这个时间只有很短的一刻。
Until this burden is fulfilled.
一直要等到这个负担实现了。
The person of the Holy Spirit as an intercessor.
你看见啊，圣灵是那一个代祷者。
The intercessor is at the right hand of God.
那独一的代祷者呢，是在父宝座的右边。
This intercessor is dwelling within us.
而这一位代祷者是住在我们里面。
You see, it is the Lord Jesus. It is the Lord Jesus by the Holy Spirit within the believers.
所以你可以看到这里是耶稣基督借着这一位圣灵在我们的里面祷告。
The Holy Spirit is a builder.
然后你又看见圣灵是那个建筑者。
It is very interesting when you take Zechariah in chapter 4.
如果你去看在撒迦利亚书第四章。
And you have a lampstand all of gold.
你看到一个金的灯台。
It is the lampstand of the tabernacle and temple.
这是在会幕里头的那个金灯台。
And the amazing thing is that this lampstand represents a building program.
奇妙的是，这个金灯台预表象征着这一个神的建造。
A divine building program.
是一个属神的建造。
And Zechariah cannot understand the vision.
撒迦利亚这个先知不懂这个意象。
What is it all about? He says to the angel.
他就问这个天使，这个是什么意思啊？
And the angel says, Do you not know what this is?
那这个天使就反问说，你不知道这个意象什么意思吗？
This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, the builder.
这一段话是向着所罗巴伯说的。
Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts.
万军之耶和华说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是靠圣灵才能够成事。
Who art thou, O great mountain?
大山你算什么？
Before Zerubbabel you shall become a plain.
在所罗巴伯面前你要被削为平原。
And the top stone shall be brought forth with shouts of grace to it.
这一个房顶石要放在那里，然后有呼喊说恩惠恩惠。
It's a building program.
这整个启示出一个建造的工程。
When you come to Revelation, the first three chapters of Revelation,
你同时翻到启示录的头三章，
It is amazing.
何等的稀奇。
Instead of beginning with the Lion of Judah, the little lamb as it had been slain in the throne,
你在那里看到一个异象，说是犹大的狮子，可是你看见的却是一个小的羔羊。
God chooses seven churches.
神在那个异象里面选了七个教会。
And in the midst of them, the risen, glorified, ascended Messiah.
在这个金灯台中间有一位升天的弥赛亚。
And these churches are anything but perfect.
而这七间教会都不是完全的教会。
There's a Jezebel in one of them.
有的教会里面有耶洗别的教训。
Teaching deep things of Satan.
他们讲到撒旦深奥的事。
In others, there's Nicolaitanism.
也有尼格拉党的教训。
Some say they are alive, but they're dead.
有的教会是暗明是活的，其实是死的。
And some of them have lost their first love.
有的教会已经失去起初的爱。
And one of them It believes it's wonderful.
有一个教会认为自己很好。
It has Bible studies, prayer meetings, the Lord's table.
他们有查经的聚会，有祷告的聚会，有擘饼的聚会。
It's a New Testament church.
是一个新约的标准教会。
Founded on the right foundation.
好像建立在正确的根基上。
It says, "We are rich."
我们已经富足。
We've become wealthy.
我们变成发财了。
We have need of nothing.
我们一样都不缺。
And the Lord says,
耶稣却说，
You are blind.
你是瞎眼的。
Poor.
你是贫穷的。
Miserable.
你是可怜的。
Naked.
你是赤身露体的。
And the most amazing thing,
最奇妙的一件事是，
He is knocking.
这位主在门外敲门。
If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in. He's outside of the church.He is saved.
如果有人听见我的声音而开门的，所以在这里看见这位耶稣主却在教会的外头。
The head of the church,
他应该是教会的头。
Is outside of his own church.
可是头却在他自己教会的门外。
How incredibly moving is the word of the Lord Jesus, if any man hear my voice.
在这里有一句非常动人的话，耶稣自己说，若有人听见我的声音。
A New Testament church.
这是新约的教会。
And no one was hearing the voice of the Lord.
但是却没有一个人听见耶稣的声音。
Wrapped up in their routine.
因为他们被他每天生活中的步调都变成捆绑了。
They felt they were really something.
但是他们自己认为自己了不起。
Now every one of these seven churches is represented by a golden lampstand.
这样每一个我们说到的这些教会用这个七个金灯台所代表。
In other words, a divine building program.
换言之，这里你看到的是一个神正在建造的工程。
Who is the builder of the church?
谁是教会的建造者？
The Lord Jesus.
耶稣基督。
He said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
耶稣自己说，我要建造我的教会，在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
Who is the foreman? Who is the foreman of the work?
这个谁是那个建造者？
The Holy Spirit.
是圣灵。
He's the builder.
他是那个建造者。
Isn't that amazing?
这是奇妙的。
And then one other thing.
你再看到。
The Holy Spirit, I don't know how to put this. If someone can give me a better word for it, I'd be very happy.
我不知道要用什么样的语句来表达。
Because it doesn't sound very good.
这个语句我要用的不是很好。
The Holy Spirit is a producer.
圣灵是一个制造者。
Listen.
听。
And the Spirit and the Bride say, Come.
圣灵与心腹一起说来。
Isn't that interesting?
这句话何等有意思。
Not, and the Lamb and the Bride say, Come.
好像你觉得应该是羔羊与心腹说才对啊。
But the Spirit and the Bride say, Come.
可是在这里，圣经却说是圣灵与心腹说。
From the very beginning, the Holy Spirit has been the one who has sought to produce the Bride.
所以你在这里，你就可以看到。神要向我们启示，从起初圣灵就在那里有一个工作，要制造这一位新娘心腹。
The person of the Holy Spirit.
他是一个有位格的。
It is foundational to know the person of the Holy Spirit.
所以要认识圣灵是这一位有位格的神，是一个最基础的真理。
We have to recognize him and know him as a person.
我们必须承认他是一位有位格的神。
He is to be loved.
他应该被我们爱戴。
Honored.
被我们归荣耀。
Understood.
被我们理解
obey
也被我们顺服，我们应该顺服他。
You can know neither the work of the Holy Spirit nor the manifestation of the Holy Spirit unless you know and honor the person of the Holy Spirit.
我们永远没有办法经历圣灵的工作与他的恩赐的表现，除非我们承认圣灵是一位有位格的神。
Unless we hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches, we are not hearing the Lord Jesus.
我们除非听见圣灵向众教会所说的话，否则你听不见耶稣所说的话。
Therein lies the whole importance of this tremendous matter.
所以你就知道听见圣灵所说的话是何等的重要。
We know that sometimes the Holy Spirit has been so misrepresented.
今天我们可以看到圣灵完全被误会了。
You have some assemblies, some fellowships, some groups of Christians never mention the Holy Spirit.
你可以看到有一类的团体提都不提圣灵这两个字。
And you have others who speak about only the Holy Spirit.
你也看到有一些团体他只提圣灵不提别的了。
We need to know the Holy Spirit in reality.
我们必须在实际里面来认识这一位圣灵。
After all, the only qualification the early church looked for was men and women filled with the Holy Spirit.
在初期的教会，人们怎么能够认识他是一个真基督徒，就是看这一位有没有被圣灵所充满。
Now, isn't that interesting?
这是不是很稀奇啊？
Why didn't they look for people filled with the Lord Jesus?
为什么他们不是找一个基督徒是被耶稣所充满呢？
Very simple.
很简单。
To be filled with the Holy Spirit was to be filled with the Lord Jesus.
因为被圣灵充满就代表被基督所充满。
It was his fullness.
因为这就是基督的丰满表现。
His beauty.
他的美丽。
His power.
他的全能。
His grace.
他的恩典。
When you're filled with the Holy Spirit.
当你被这位圣灵所充满的时候，
filled with the Lord Jesus.
你就被基督所充满。
It is, you become, as it were, an expression of the Lord Jesus.
所以这样的情形里面，你就成为耶稣基督的发表。
But the Scripture says, be filled with the Holy Spirit.
经上告诉我们要被圣灵充满。
Because we cannot ignore the Holy Spirit.
因为我们不能忽视圣灵。
If we do, our knowledge of the Lord Jesus will be theoretical.
否则的话，我们所有耶稣基督的知识就变成理论而已。
It will all be Bible study.
这只不过是查经聚会。
Only by the person of the Holy Spirit can a man or a woman become a living expression of the Lord Jesus.
不管是一个弟兄或者姊妹，只有透过圣灵，你才能够成为耶稣基督的。
Only by the Spirit can the church.Become an expression of the Lord Jesus.
也只有透过圣灵，一个教会才能够成为耶稣基督的见证。
Then, when people come amongst us, they see the Lord.
这样，当外人进到我们中间的时候，他们可以看见耶稣。
They see the Lord.
他看见耶稣。
And they're convicted.
那么他们就被这个责备了。
It is the very work of the Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵的工作。
He convicts people.
他让我们自己责备自己。
He convinces people.
他也说服了我们。
Shall we pray?
让我们祷告。
I want to ask a question.
我要问几个问题。
Are you filled with the Holy Spirit?
你有被圣灵所充满吗？
And if not, will you surrender to the Lord Jesus?
如果你没有的话，你愿不愿意向我们的主耶稣来投降呢？
No one can call him Lord except by the Holy Spirit.
若不是借着圣灵，没有人能称耶稣为主。
But many people say, Lord, Lord.
是的，今天有很多人说。
What does that mean?
什么意思？
It means you cannot call him Lord and mean it.
就是说，你只能口里说说，但是并不真实的，你并不是真的意思。
Only by the Holy Spirit can you surrender to His Lordship and His Headship.
今天只有借着圣灵的能力，你才能够真正活在耶稣是主，是我们的头这个实际的里面。
Beloved Lord,
亲爱的主啊。
We are so thankful that you have poured out the Holy Spirit.
你把圣灵倾倒下来。
We are so thankful that you have received the promise of the Spirit.
我们也感谢神，今天耶稣基督已经受了那所应许的圣灵。
You know our hearts, Lord.
你知道我们的心。
You know where there is emptiness.
在我们的里面哪里有空处。
Where there is need.
在哪里有需要。
Where there is a sense of defeat.
我们哪里有失败。
Lord, will you this night touch our hearts?
今天晚上我们求你摸着我们的心。
Don't let us go, Lord.
不要放过我们。
Pursue us, Lord.
抓住我们。
In these days ahead,
在这些日子里头，
we shall need the power of your Holy Spirit.
我们需要圣灵的能力。
Lord,
主啊，
touch our hearts.
摸着我们的心。
Do not let us be the same.
不要让我们跟原来一样。
Confront us, Lord.
向我们每一个人挑战。
And confront us with your claims.
以你自己的权柄来得着我们。
We ask it in the name of our Lord Jesus.
祷告乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.